At least he didn't call me Brian Bridges. Yeah, you have. Not yet. Well, 30 years, Brother Melvin. Still waiting on you to have that spell, though. I'm waiting on you to have that spell. That's, the only thing missing tonight that I did not see, that I've seen over the years, is that golden mic. Lord. Yeah. All right. Well, it's a blessing to be here tonight. You can be turning to the book of Matthew, chapter number 1. And we'll flip through some pages in our Bibles tonight. So it always is good to be at camp meeting. And I never would have thought the first year I walked under the tent in 1991. God saved me in January 91. And I come under the tent in September. And camp meeting's been in my heart ever since. First, I thought that y'all were crazy. There was people running around the tent, folks down in the wood line, in the pine straw, running and a hooping and a hollering. Brother Paul Cornett running around hollering, worthy, 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 glory. And he's still doing that tonight. He's just in a different land. When I thought, you can't help but to think of those who's gone on before us tonight. Those men, the Rainwaters and the Loftons and Brother Cal Rhodes and those preachers that have gone before us. And I know I'd leave many of them out. The Bledsoes, the Herman Atkins, those men that that blazed the path before us. Then I remember when the Davidsons came on the scene, when the bass guitar was bigger than whatever your name is right there. Jacob. Noel Will was doing everything he could to hit all those cymbals on those drums. I mean, they were everywhere. And Clint. And Clint. And they had a touch of God on them then. And still do. What a blessing. They are who they are. Always the same. And that's a blessing tonight. I'm glad you're here. I'll preach fast. You listen fast. I appreciate the singing this brother did. I've never crossed paths with him. The choir's always excellent. I'm grateful. Now, the good thing about me being here tonight is I don't have to set the bar too high. Because y'all don't know what it took to get me here. Y'all notice my name's not on any banner out front. It's not been announced on any program. Tonight, I am Doug Bearden. So at his expense, I'll say whatever it needs to be, whatever I need to say. This is how the conversation went. I seen Brother Melvin's name on my cell phone. I was in the middle of watching a Georgia Bulldog game. I said, I'll call him back. And I'm just playing Brother Melvin, but I did call him back. And Brother Melvin calls him back, and he says, listen, son. And I knew then. Somebody done changed gears on you. And this is what he said. And then Brother Melvin, you honest to God, say this. He said, you're not a second-rate preacher or nothing. That's encouraging. Miserable comforters are ye. Then I talked to Brother Doug. I said, sure, Brother Melvin, I'd be honored to come. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I feel like his brother, he filled in. Another guy's quit. I'd love to fill in. Well, then I talked to Brother Doug the next day. And I didn't know y'all. I'm talking to Doug. I said, hey, y'all be happy. He said, y'all be glad. I said, for what? He said, because I talked Melvin, is what he said, into letting you come preach Monday night. So I don't care whether you like me or not tonight, amen? I don't care. I have nothing to lose. I love you, Brother Melvin. I appreciate Brother Melvin. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Matthew chapter 1. Please turn your Bibles there and we'll preach to you what the Lord's got on our heart. And hopefully be a blessing to you. And we'll go to the house or do whatever Brother Melvin says do. I'm just glad at the end of this meeting we ain't got to break that platform down. Amen. Say hallelujah. All right. The Bible says stand together. Verse 18. You've been sitting just for a few minutes. Let's stand together. Read these verses. Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 18. The Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when in his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. You can be seated tonight. Very familiar text. We know those verses by heart, and it's not even Christmas. Amen. We're going to read those. But I want to preach on the simple thought, and it's been mentioned several times. And I want to just preach simply that I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Now, all through our ministry, I've always been taught and always been told, son, just preach Jesus. Just lift him up. Just preach about Jesus. Brother Bob McCurry said one time, he said, if you'll just begin with Jesus and end with Jesus, he said, everything will be all right. I say tonight, keeping Jesus in the middle would be all right as well. Amen. Keeping Jesus in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. But I've come to find out in preaching that just even preaching Jesus brings you to a place where folk don't even like the name of Jesus. They don't like to hear about Jesus. We're living in a politically correct society tonight. You're aware of it as much as I am. And where it's just about become offensive to say the name Jesus. We have no problem tonight under the umbrella of saying God. Amen. Everybody can say God. Amen. They think that all roads lead to God. There's a big umbrella there tonight saying that there's no problem with America saying God bless America, because they think that includes the Muslims and the Buddhists and the Islamists and everybody else and the jihadists. Oh, it's no problem saying God bless America. You can ride down the road. You remember when 9/11 hit, even on the Hooters sign, it said God bless America. In a land where there's 3,500 abortions a day, we say God bless America. In a nation where our children cannot pray anymore, we say God bless America. A nation where our divorce rate is almost 70% first-time marriages, we're still saying God bless America. Tonight we're trying to redefine the name of marriage and saying it's all right for two men to wed and two women, and yet still saying God bless America. But tonight I want to remind you, amen, nobody has an issue saying God, but where the problem comes in is when you start talking about Jesus, amen. When you start lifting up the one, amen, who died for our sins. When you start bragging about the one who was put in a borrowed tomb and who was resurrected on the third day. And that's when the problem comes in, is when you mention the name Jesus, and that name that is a name above all other names, a name that has authority, a name that speaks of sovereignty and supremacy, a name, amen, that still cries out, amen, that he's not here, for he is risen. Tonight, everybody, every religious person in the world, friend, get to a place where they despise that name. But thank God for some of us, the name Jesus still means something to us, amen. It's all our hope. It's all our righteousness, amen, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want to share with you just a few thoughts, amen, about this name and this man named Jesus. If I were to ask you tonight, amen, do you recognize the name of Warren Harding? Does anybody here know who that name is? Maybe one or two, three. Anybody, raise your hand high. Don't be ashamed of it. Amen. It's not. He's not on 90210 or Revenge or any of those top shows. Amen. So do you know who Warren Harding is? Most people have no idea. We love America. We love our founding fathers. We love our country. But do you realize tonight he's the 29th president of the United States? Most people have never heard of who he is. We have no idea what he believed. We don't know if he was a Democrat or a Republican or either. We don't know what he was pro, what his cons were. Hey, he was probably a prominent man in the day, and his name has been forgotten. Most people don't even know who he is. Probably tonight, most people couldn't even tell you who your vice president is. Amen. I'd want to forget him too. And the fact is, here's a name, a man by the name of William Harrison. Does he ring a bell to you? Named William Harrison. I believe he was our fourth president of the United States. See, those are names that have been forgotten through the years. Amen. There's some men. You remember tonight. How many can tell me tonight the player that that got the base hit when the Braves when they were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates in the National League Championship Series? And you remember Sid Bream slid in the home plate, and I was sliding with him, man. I was in the living room floor, and I was a sliding. But do you remember who hit that ball? The man that sent the Braves from worst to first of the World Series, and you don't know who hit it? There's a man named Francisco Cabrera. I mean, remember that name now. But see, now he said, nobody knows who he is. Nobody recognizes him. But tonight, for over 2,000 years, amen, or longer, many have never forgotten the name Jesus, amen. Here's a name that is still proudly proclaimed. Tonight, there's a name, my friend, that's never been more greatly honored. But Jesus, his name, is the one who's never been more grievously hated. It's a name that's been acclaimed more than any other. But tonight, the name of Jesus is a name that's been accused and accursed. Amen. From the very beginning, he's been preached about more than any other name. But yet tonight, he's also been protested more than any. He's been declared from pulpits, from street corners, from nursing homes to prisons. But yet tonight, amen, he is denied and denounced. Amen. The world despises him. Amen. They want to do away with the name of Jesus. But thank God, as long as there's still a few folks that like camp meeting, and there's still gonna be some folks that's going to lift up the name of Jesus, and tonight we need to brag about who he is. Let me share with you real quickly tonight about just a few thoughts, and I'll be done real quickly. I want to share with you where the Bible talks about the verification of his identity. And there's a verification of who Jesus is tonight. Over in the book of Mark, chapter number 1, amen, that years ago, there was a preacher boy, amen, that was coming along, and his name was John the Baptist, amen. Humanity years ago had no problem saying who Jesus was. A matter of fact, John said this, he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, and make his path straight. You remember the book of John, chapter 1 and verse 29, when John said he was reached the peak of his message, of his ministry. He said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Tonight, it's just our generation, amen, that's come along in our days where we despise of the name Jesus. But friend, hey, I want to be like John. Just as John got to preach Jesus coming on the scene in the very beginning, you and I get to share the front row of the stage and say, hey, he's coming again. Amen. Jesus is every bit of who he said he was. Amen. He's still the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin. We had a young lady walk in our church last night, amen, a boyfriend not long got out of jail. She came walking in there the first time she'd ever walked in the door. Amen, God brought conviction on her. Amen, she got known her. God saved her soul, amen. Amen, it wasn't the Baptist church that got her in. It wasn't the preacher that got her in. It was the Lamb of God that washed her sins away. Hey, there's still something about the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Name of Jesus. If you come to hear anything else other than him tonight, for me anyway, some of you will leave disappointed and say, boy, I was hoping Brother Doug's going to be there. Oh, I'm preaching about one bigger than Pastor Doug, bigger than West Side Camp Meeting. I'm talking about Jesus, who makes all these things possible. Can I share with you tonight also in this same chapter, the book of Mark, chapter number 1, it isn't just about humanity saying that he's Lord. It ain't just about humanity saying that he's the Lamb of God. I read in the scripture where heaven identified who he was. There was a testimony there. There was an identification. There was an approval. There was a somebody else at the scene when Jesus got baptized. Amen. Somebody else declared that this is Jesus. This is the one that's been prophesied about through the years. This is the virgin-born son. This is the Lamb of God. You remember when John, a friend, he got down that water and Jesus came up and baptized him. Honey, there was another audience around there that nobody else could see. Amen. It was the Heavenly Father. And he looked over the balconies of glory. And he said, "This is my beloved Son, and whom I am well pleased." Tonight, honey, if heaven can declare who Jesus is, God help us. I'll wave the bloodstained banner and say, "Thank God, his name still brings joy to my soul tonight." Philip Doddridge said these words in an old song he wrote in 1717. He said, "Jesus, I love thy charming name. 'Tis music to my ear. Fain would I sound it so loud that earth and heaven could hear. Tonight it'd do us good, amen, to go down the highways and the byways and tell them what God the Father said. Heaven said, 'This is my Son.'" And who my God had no problem saying that was his Son. Tonight, listen, did not Peter say in the scripture, was it Peter in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, he said these words, let me get over there right quick, amen. Acts chapter number 2, Peter said, lost my place, Brother Melvin. Yeah, I didn't, I was in the right place, I didn't get down far enough. He said, "You men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." I was interested in that word approved. It means to show off. It means to demonstrate. It means to showcase it. Sammy, where are you at? Come here, run up here. Come on. See, God wouldn't hide in his boy. He said, "Boy, he's a good-looking boy. Boy, looks just like his daddy." But he says, "You know what? That's my boy." Yes. Peter says, "That's God's son." He said, "God's approved him." Yes. He said, "God's walking him around saying, 'That's my boy right there.'" When he looked over the balconies of heaven, he said, "That's my beloved son." He wasn't trying to shut him and push him away and hide him and say, "Well, y'all be quiet now. Let's don't cause a scene. Let's don't hurt nobody's feelings." But no, he was saying, "This is my boy. This is my son. Brag on him. Laugh on him. I sent him to die for your sins." You can go sit down. Can't pick you up no more. Tonight I say it do us good. Amen. We began to talk about the Son of God. Amen. Not to try to close him up. And not try to hush the crowd down. But honey, when I came here 30 years ago and y'all were acting crazy. Amen. I said they're nuts. But 30 years later, I thank God when I hear the name Jesus. Amen. I want to fan the fire. I want to lift him up. Because he said, "If I be lifted up, then I'll draw all men nigh unto me." There's a lot of things being lifted up in our day. A lot of names being lifted up only to be let us down. Talk about politicians. They're up and they let us down. Preachers. We build them up. We create the monsters. We create them. We act like they walk on water. We walk on water. Only to see them hurt us. I'll tell you tonight about a man named Jesus.
preacher, has he ever let you down? Let me tell you something. Before you answer that, he has let me down. I know that'll probably choke your theology tonight, but he has let me down. There's some times he didn't move when I thought he ought to move. He let me down when I was hoping for a different word. When my little girl died, I was hoping for a different word. He could have resurrected. He could have put life in her, but he didn't. But I'll tell you one thing. He's never failed me. Amen. He's never failed me. He may have let me down, and there's been some times when I've been disappointed. But thank God I can say tonight that there's never been one time that Jesus Christ failed me, forsook me, or forgot me. He knew exactly where I was, where I've been, where I'm going. I say hallelujah to the name of Jesus. We ought to declare the same message in heaven, said, behold, this is my beloved son. Can I say in that same passage tonight in Mark chapter number 1? I'm trying to preach fast. I'm preaching fast. I've been preaching about 5-6 minutes. And I look down, I'm in my what? Roll it back. Anybody from Alabama tonight? I'm on y'all's time. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say this real quickly. Not only did humanity say who Jesus was, there was a testimony, there was proving, it was identifying who he was. And heaven said, this is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased. But can I say hell identified him too? Hell identified who Jesus was. If you read those passages in Mark chapter number 1, at the night you go on toward at the end of the chapter, you'll find where Jesus begins to cast out demons. And in verse number 24, he said, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Have thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God tonight. Honey, there's people on this earth ain't got enough sense that hell's got, friend. Hell declared who Jesus was. They said, we know he's holy. We know he's righteous. We know he's the Son of God. Tonight it do us Baptists good again to realize there ain't but one Jesus. There ain't but one way to heaven, and that's through the name. He said, there's no other name under heaven whereby man must be saved other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Jesus. If I was up here smiling to you tonight and telling you I'm helping your self-esteem, you'd enjoy it. If I was throwing out things on how God's going to close one door and open up a bigger one for you and smiling about it, well, you'd love that because it makes us feel bigger. Tonight, I want us to decrease and throw our adoration toward Jesus. Because when you leave this walk of life, amen, it ain't going to be about you. It's going to be about him. Because where I read in the scripture, when we all get over yonder, amen, they ain't going to be casting crowns at our feet. It's going to be that name of Jesus. It's a verification of it. I'm glad I know who he is tonight. Hell didn't deny him. They had no difficulty believing who he said he was. They didn't doubt him. But can I share with you real quickly tonight? There's not only the verification of his identity. We know who he is. Can I say there's the veracity of his immutability, the truth, the fact of the matter that God will never change. He'll never change. He'll never change. Say, preacher, I don't know if I believe that. Well, let me read it to you tonight if I can. If you still got your Bibles open, Hebrews chapter number 13. I'll just turn there. You ain't got to, amen. Just know I'm probably not doing justice. I'm nervous. I told my wife while ago, I'm going to vomit. The Bible said this in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 8. The writer said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and the day and forever. Why are we still shouting about the name of Jesus 30 years later? After hanging on tent post out yonder waiting on the hurricane to blow the tent slap off the yard. Hot water running on the tent. Bless God, we're walking on water. Hallelujah. And we was out chunder. You remember that year all them little old slugs or whatever, them grubs came up out of the ground. Killed them all. Bless God, stink like a landfill, honey. Like we was at a pet cemetery. What makes you keep coming back? Because, thank God, through the years, a tent may have gone down. We may have changed locations. We may have changed weeks. We may have changed days. Amen. But thank God, Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, it will be next year. Thank God, He'll never change. You say, preacher, amen, what keeps you going? I see people like Brother Allen and this sibling, Brother Payne. Amen. The Fullers and the whatever y'all's, the Boswells. Amen. You keep sticking with the stuff. You've hung in here for 30 years. And if it's worth you staying here, then I know Jesus Christ will never change.
Amen.
He'll never change. The way of salvation is never going to change. You'll either get saved by the blood, you get saved by grace through faith, you'll either get saved through the Word, through the convicting power of the Holy Ghost, or you'll never get in tonight. Salvation will not change. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. I wonder tonight if you're going to get in, you're going to get saved, you're going to go to heaven. There ain't but one way there. This message is going to be on TV. If it is, I just want to give a shout out to somebody. I'm just playing. I want to do like them TBN preachers say, all around the world, touch the TV and believe in me. Send your money to P.O. Box. Build a brick wall. Hey, how about telling them this? There's not another name under heaven where man must be saved than through the name of Jesus Christ. That's what they need to hear. He is the Word of life, the way of life. We need people to hear who Jesus is.
Amen.
I'll be honest with you tonight. I started preaching this message at our church a couple weeks ago because it seemed like, Brother Clint, that I was preaching every single week of trying to build our people up, trying to motivate them. Lift them up and get them, pushing them forward and get them out of the valleys and get them out of the shadows and get them out of the hard times and all. It just almost got just depressing. The Holy Ghost one night in my study, he said, won't you change gears? Won't you start preaching about me? Won't you start lifting me up? Make me bigger. Lower them a little bit. Let them realize I'm the answer to everything they need. Lift me up tonight. I'm the one who will never change. His way of salvation will never change. The word of Scripture will never change. The book of Psalms chapter 119 said this, that the word of God is forever settled in the heaven. I wonder tonight why we want to change the Scriptures. Why do we want to change the Bible? We want to change it because if in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, the Word became flesh, and He said the Word's forever settled in heaven. How we may change every letter in it, but the fact is we're not going to change the Word. Because Jesus Christ is the living Word. He's the Word. We'll never change. I don't die on me. Oh, hurt my feelings. I work at a funeral home too. So if you don't talk back, that don't bother me. I was about ready to check a couple of y'all's pulses a while ago. So tonight, can I say the wages of sin is never going to change either? The wages of sin is death. I handled the death certificates at the funeral home. Brother Billy, on every death certificate, there's a couple blocks and a couple lines in the middle of that death certificate that has cause of death. A lot of times, I mean, smart. We got some smart doctors in this town. Cardiopulmonary arrest means your heart has stopped. I'm not a smart man, never stayed in a Holiday Inn Express. But I know a man's heart quit beating, he's dead. But they're liable to say anything from pneumonia to lung cancer to automobile accident, self-inflicted wound. There's a lot of things that death certificate may say as a cause. But I'd say tonight every reason on the top of it should be for the wages of sin is death. It does not change tonight. What God's real said there was sin was in the Bible is still sin in our day. No matter whether we amen it, no matter whether we like it, no matter whether we say we don't want to hear it. Hey, you know what? I preach at the jail every single Sunday morning. I go up there. I've never had one inmate tell me it's too hard to preach it. I don't like that truth. I don't like that scripture. I don't like you preaching on homosexuality. I don't like you preaching about shacking up. I've never had one of them tell me they despise that message. But I preached that message in the church house and people, bless God, want to cut my throat.
You're right.
Something happens when people get saved. They get a little soft. That same preaching tonight that brought us out of sin is the same preaching tonight that reproves us and rebukes us. It still, hey, it cuts us to the bones and marrow. It gets to the intents of the heart. It's sin does everything that we don't want it to do. It gets in those places where we don't want it to get. Oh, he's never going to change. He's never. Preacher, this is 2014. If we around here in 3014, he's never going to change. I'm done at this point. I'm fixing to be finished. See, y'all better be glad I'm here. Brother Doug's here. 9 o'clock is his cutoff. He starts at 5. He don't care. 9 o'clock is his cutoff time. I say this real quickly, and I'm finished, because there was something I found in those scriptures. Thought about in these, I was looking at the book of Hebrews about who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who he is, but I'm glad he knows who I am. See, all through the Bible, especially in that great book of chapter 11, that great chapter of faith, those patriarchs, the Bible lists people like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. It lists people like David and Rahab and Sarah. It lists a bunch of people in there. But all them died looking. But then in chapter number 12, he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. What are you saying, preacher? What I'm saying is for the past 30 years, there's been a few men of God that's come this way that death just took them out. They changed addresses, however you want to say it. They were men of the faith. Brother Doyle Bledsoe was in the waiting room when I was born. They was expecting me and my mother, one of us, to die, if not both of us. I read, and I didn't know that, and I looked in an old baby book they kept. And a list of preachers, Willie Joe Lofton, Doyle Bledsoe, Henry Calhoun. I thought, boy, I come in right. I had to take their word for my first birth. Whoop! Thank God, January 1991. I met a man named Jesus who told me how rotten, low-down, long-haired, earring-wearing, teenager, hell-bound boy I was. But he took me just as I was. But all those preachers that have gone before us, I listened a while ago, and though they've died, though their body's not present, tonight they've done one thing, and they've pointed us. That's the reason preachers like all of us young preachers, and preachers like Brother Melvin still around, even they're still pointing us toward the Lord. The reason is, hey, our ministries may end, our churches may stop, amen, the preaching may end for us, but tonight, Jesus will never end. Lastly, and I'm done, the visibility of his invincibility. You got to see quickly that he'll never be conquered.
He's in control of this. Y'all realize he is boss. Y'all ever watch that show Undercover? Boss or whatever it is? You know what I'm talking about, where that boss goes in these places? I love that place. I love it. I'd love to do it. I've always wanted to dress up like a bum. Or somebody poor, just really stink. Sit on my church doorsteps. Watch some of us high class. Righteous. Forgot where we came from. Turn our nose up. Such were. Don't forget where you came from. Real quickly, Revelation chapter number 19. You know, I remember sitting in our seminary class back when we was at, you know, Utah over here. Brother Melvin, 12 years ago, taught us on Ebola. Remember that? Should have come, man. It's like he said this disease caused Ebola. I said, man, what is Ebola? When I was young, Ebola. Man, you realize that's got the potential to wipe out nations. We are like, oh, we live in America, honey. It's over here. And it's going to get worse. They're worried about all these humans. I'm worried about the dogs and the cats. I think I'm crazy, man. You wonder, you don't know what, they have no idea about this stuff. I'm going to tell you something, there's one who's in control of all that. You can make jokes about it if you want to, but it's at a house next door to you. I guarantee you'll have saran wrap around every window, every door. You'll. Preacher, we can't come to church, son. We got a bolt in the door. Is that what they scared of now? Half a world over. John said this, I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse. He that sat upon it was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he doth judge and make war. That's what them Muslims hate to hear, bless God. That's what them Islamists hate to hear, honey. There is a man named Jesus. I ain't even going to read it all. You go read it, amen. He's going to come and he's going to declare war. Amen. There's going to be a day that every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess. Thank good God Almighty that he's the Lord of heaven. Amen. They're going to realize he's the king. And besides him, there is none other. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a storm. He is the King of glory. Not on tonight, it's not no deep theological message. But I'm afraid we done choked ourselves. I'm afraid we've gotten to the point where we done got bigger than us. We done got too deep. We're trying to impress people who are Greek and Hebrew. Yeah. Amen. I don't even speak proper English. I guarantee there's probably some English teachers in here saying, boy, he's a disgrace in the King's English. Hallelujah, friend. Tell you this, if you can get out here and know this name Jesus, I guarantee you he's not going to ask me to define what a pronoun is and dissect the sentence when I get to glory. He's going to say, hey! On this day, you got washed in the blood. It ain't going to matter about a lot of things that we put a lot of emphasis on. I believe in teaching people, Brother Melvin. I do. I mean, Brother Melvin's a man, he's a prophecy guy. He teaches eschatology. Smart man. He is. I mean, I'm glad people like him. I'm dumb, man. I'll be honest with you. Listen, when it come to my graduating class, I didn't even break the average. I wasn't even in the average. I wasn't even in the higher, upper end. I wasn't. Man, I grew up poor in Roscoe. And I don't know much. I don't, man. My car tears up. I have no. All my first thought is, how much is this going to cost? I don't know how to fix it. I don't even pop the hood. Why? I ain't even going to look like I know what I'm doing. I don't. I know absolutely nothing. I can't build anything.
I can tell you the tape measure. I can tell you where the quarters and the halves are, maybe the eighths, all the. But when it gets down those little bitty nine, those little bitty, that's a waste of space. I'll just stick it on there. If it don't fit, I cut it. I draw a line, cut it on that line. Do my best to do that. I don't know that. I don't know a whole lot. I'm just being right honest. Denying God some reason or another, he took his little old boy. Seen three different divorces. Grew up poor. I mean, I ain't one of them boys that walked 5 miles in the snow uphill both ways. I wasn't that poor. But I did ride in a car, brother. It smoked so bad. My mama had it as a 1970, you remember it, blue pit tow. We were stopped at the red light on Bullsboro, right there. It was CNS Bank. I remember it scarred me from day, as a child. It smoked so bad that there was a little Chinese lady came up to the door one day and she knocked on the door. She said, "Excuse me, ma'am, excuse me." She said, "Your car is on fire. Your car is on fire." He took that same little old boy. And I get to come and declare you about a King of Kings. Amen. He put me in a family tonight that I couldn't have found on my own. He put me in a family tonight I can never get out of. He put me in a family tonight, amen, that he died for. Thank God I'm in the family because of who Jesus Christ is. And thank God he takes poor people from Roscoe and puts us in a place called heaven. I'm glad I'm in the family tonight because of Jesus. Now as we close, I'm done. Dave, y'all, however y'all want to do it, y'all. I can't remember if I told this story here last time or not, but there's this little boy. He used to go in the store with his mama all the time. And that old man reminded me of growing up in Roscoe. There used to be a store out on Roscoe Road called Story Store. Anybody remember Story Store? Boy, they had, first time I ever came across Mellow Yellow in a glass bottle. Some life experiences you never forget. But this little boy would go to the store with his mom all the time. This man, as he'd go out to the store, he'd always offer him a piece of candy. He'd say, "Put your hand in there, son, get you some candy." Boy, real shy, he just said, "Nah." Well, that man reaching there, he'd reach his hand in there and give him some. When old mama got down the road, said, "Son," she said, "how come you don't ever get no candy out there? How come you don't ever get no candy? How come he offers it to you?" He said, "Mom," he said, "because I've come to find out." He said, "when he puts his hand in there, he gets a lot more than what I do when I put my hand in there." He said, "I get one hand," he said, "but when he fills it up, I get two hands." I'm telling you tonight, Jesus is big. And if you don't know this Jesus, so you're trying to fix it with your hands, I want to tell you tonight, you need to come to Jesus and let him do some working in your life. Let him work. While we stand on our feet, you do what's on your heart.
I'd rather have Jesus.
You just obey the Lord tonight.
Then silver or gold.
Just come on, let God help you right now.
Be his.
I'd rather be his
than have riches untold.
God is wanting to help someone.
I'd rather have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus
than houses.
I'd rather have Jesus.
I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be
just obey the Lord.
The King of
Majesty,
so main,
yes,
or be held in sin's dreadful way.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'd rather,
yes, yes, yes,
have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus
than
I'd rather have Jesus tonight. I'd rather have Jesus tonight than
today.
Keep on singing, keep on singing, keep on singing.
I'd rather
have Jesus. I'd rather have
Jesus than man's
loss.
I'd rather,
what about you, my
be
dear
friend?
Faithful. Are you struggling
to
tonight?
His
are you seeking something
call?
And don't know exactly how
I'd rather
Jesus
have Jesus,
yes,
than all,
yes,
the worldwide fame.
Yes,
I'd rather be true. This world
I'd rather have Jesus
affords.
I'd rather have
today.
Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. One more verse. One more
than
verse.
And to be a king of the vast.
Yes, yes, yes.
Domain.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or be held.
Yes.
Have Jesus than anything this world,
yes,
affords,
yes, yes, yes,
today.
Oh yes, 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 yes. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I'd rather have Jesus today.